The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
I will thank you. We acknowledge that you are the Almighty God. We acknowledge that you are the saving God. We acknowledge your goodness and your faithfulness in our lives. Father, we have come once again to thank you this evening for the blessings of your word that we have been receiving from the first day of this program. Thank you for how far you have brought us. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Tonight we ask that your spirit will breathe upon your word, and the entrance of your word will give light unto everyone. Let the heart of everyone under the sound of my voice be made simple. On ground, online, everyone desiring to receive from God tonight, let their heart be made simple, that the word of God may find a place in their heart. Breathe upon your word once again, Holy Spirit, and cause us to be blessed as we listen to your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praises. To you be all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may please have your seat. God bless you all in Jesus' name. To God be all the glory for bringing us to day 10 of this program. Hallelujah. Just like yesterday, it's already 10 days. Praise the Lord. How many of us is happy that it's 10 days? You're happy. I'm happy. I'm not pretending. I'm very happy it's 10 days. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We give God the glory for day 1, day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of this program. To him be all the glory. Hallelujah. I want you to join me to appreciate our Father in the Lord, God's servant, the apostle over this commission, for his God's grace upon his life. We pray that God will bless you, sir, and increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. I also appreciate Mama. God bless you, ma'am. May the Lord increase you and increase his grace upon your life in Jesus' name. Tonight, we're rushing to deliver the message, and the topic for us tonight is supernatural increase via divine direction. Supernatural increase via divine direction. Hallelujah. How many of us know that increase is for you and I? Praise the Lord. And you will enjoy increase in the name of Jesus. I said you will enjoy increase in the name of Jesus. Supernatural increase via divine direction. Divine direction is real, and it's required for man to make the most of life and destiny. Don't be deceived. Some people may tell you that there's nothing like divine direction. Every man for himself. Somebody is just living as life comes to him. There is nothing like that. Praise the Lord. If you really want to fulfill destiny, you don't just live life. You walk by the precept of the giver of the destiny. It is the leading of the Holy Spirit that brings increase without struggle. A man can lead, but the leading of a man can never equate to the leading of God. The book of Isaiah chapter 42 verse 16 says, I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. I will lead them in the path that they have not known. It says, I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. This thing will I do unto them, and not forsake them. This scripture is very deep. He says, I will bring the blind. The blind on his own cannot see. Hello? The blind on his own cannot see. Yet God says, I will bring the blind in the way that they know not. Now, they can't see. Yet they don't even know the way. Praise the Lord. But God said, I will bring the blind in the way that they know not. I will make darkness light before them. I pray for someone here tonight. Every darkness on your path shall be made light in the name of Jesus. God's servants, Bishop David Oyedepo said something. He said, vision defines destination, and divine direction dictates the steps required to get there. Vision defines destination, and divine direction dictates the steps that you need to get there. Praise the Lord. It is the desire of God to continually guide you and I. In the book of Psalm 32, verse 8, one of my favorite scriptures, he says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Hello. One of the best things a man can have is to have the guidance of God. It says, I will guide thee with my own eye. That is, when you see things, you will not see with the eye of man, but you will see with the eye of God. Praise the Lord. No amount of knowledge can equate the divine guidance or divine direction from God. And the path to increase and abundance is made easy when you are guided by God. How many of us know that life is full of many uncertainties? Life is full of many uncertainties. If you are here tonight, you know what will happen from beginning of this year to the end of this year. Can I see your hand? You can tell me what will happen each day of this year, starting from tomorrow till the last day, the 365 or 366, because this is a leap year, I guess. I think this is a leap year. 366. 365. You know what will happen. We have spent 11 days. So forget about the first 11 days. Then you are able to tell me what will happen in the remaining 349 days. Everything. Can I see your hand? In fact, if I have somebody, I'll just drop the mic and say, we are done. We should just come and be meeting you to be telling us what will happen each day of the year. Praise the Lord. Life is full of so many uncertainties. And without divine direction, it can become a mystery. May you not live a miserable life in Jesus' name. I want you to know tonight, he that is guided by God overcomes so much. One of the best things a man can have is to be a man that is guided by God, that enjoy divine direction. The Lord will direct you. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, what about facts about divine direction? What are the facts about divine direction? Number one, no matter who you are, you still need divine direction. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, divine direction is still required. Either you are young, you are old, you are big, you are small, you are successful, you are on the path to success, you are a businessman, you are a career man, whatever you have, you still require divine direction for you to get to where God wants you to be, where God has destined for you. And can I tell you this? No one can ever outgrow divine direction. No one, no man can ever outgrow divine direction. Number two fact about divine direction is that divine direction is the birthright of every child of God. It's your birthright as a child of God. Psalm 32 verse 8 that we read earlier, it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. To as many that believe in him, to them has he given the word, the power to become sons of God. So when you are a child of God, it is your right to be guided. How many of us know that no matter how old you are, your parents still see you as a child? Hello? Even if yourself, you are a grandfather and you still have a parent, your parents will still see you as a child. Praise the Lord. And they are ready always to guide. Our Father, the Almighty God, is ready to guide us always. So it is the birthright of every child of God to be guided by God. Number three facts about divine direction. Those who are divinely guided or divinely directed are those who make impact and purpose. You can't make impact and purpose in life by living by chance. You can't live by chance. Our Father in the Lord, The senior pastor, as one said, he said, playboy of yesterday, we eventually become playmen of today. And playmen of today, we become play grandfathers of tomorrow. Hallelujah. You can't live your life by chance. You can't turn to your neighbor and say you can't live your life by chance. Because it's very dangerous. If you really want to accomplish purpose in life, you have to be divinely directed. You have to be divinely guided. Number four, fact about divine direction. Man's direction can lead somewhere. That is, if a man gives you direction, he can lead you somewhere. But it is divine direction that leads to the right place. That leads to the place of destiny. That leads to the place of purpose. Praise the Lord. It is divine direction that leads to destiny fulfillment. How many of us have used Google Map before? When you are seeking direction to some places. Can I see your hands? Yes. It will lead you somewhere. The good thing about Google Map or all this GPS system is that they will definitely lead you somewhere. Not all the time, they will lead you to where you are going. I've been there before. I was going somewhere. Somewhere. And it didn't lead me somewhere else. We find ourselves inside one bush. And we have to travel through the bush to connect to several places before we could connect to where we are going. Praise the Lord. Man's direction will lead you somewhere. But it is the direction of God that leads you to purpose. That leads you to fulfillment. That leads you to increase. Continual increase. Not just increase today, down tomorrow. Increase today, lack tomorrow. Perpetual, continual increase comes from those, from the Father that guides you in the right direction. Number five, fact about divine direction. Divine direction is never complex, but it takes the understanding of the Spirit of God. It takes the understanding of God to know how to flow into it. Divine direction is never complex, but it takes the understanding of His ways to flow into it. How many of us know that direction of man can be complex sometimes? Sometimes there are some equations that are so complex that when you look at it as a student, you start wondering, how did they even imagine this equation? But when the Holy Spirit breathes upon those equations for you, breathes upon you, you have an understanding. The thing becomes so simple. Hallelujah. There's something like that in mathematics called Almighty Formula, algebra. In those days, we find it very hard to solve. But for those that are guided, it's very simple. Praise the Lord. It's the same way with divine direction. Direction can be complex. It could be very complex. Looking like a web. You don't even know where to go to. You are in the maze of life. You don't know where to turn to. But when you make the Almighty God, the one that is guiding you, He will guide you aright. Peter and his brethren, they had direction. What was their direction? They know how to fish. They said, we have toiled all night. They've labored all through the night. And they caught nothing. So they were washing their net. Then the master stepped into the boat. And the master said something to them. The master said, cast thy net. If you read that scripture very well, he said, cast thy net to a particular side. Hello? He gave them direction. He said, launch into the deep. Deep. Then cast thy net. And immediately they did. There was multitude of fishes and blessings and increase. So much that they could not contain it. I pray for you tonight. By the power in the name of Jesus. As you are guided, you will encounter divine increase. More than you can carry in the name of Jesus. Keys to divine direction. What are the keys to divine direction? Number one. Number one, key. Keys are tools to unlock and to open doors. Keys are tools to open doors. So what are the keys to divine? Number one key to divine direction is to be born again. No one can be led of God or led by the Spirit of God without connection to God. For God to be committed to guiding you, you must first be a child of His. Every sheep knows the voice of his shepherd. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 10 verse 27, say, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. So if you are not one of his sheep, there's no way you can know his voice. There's no way you can follow him when he speaks. The challenge is many believers claim to be born again, but they are not walking in the light of the Spirit of God. He said, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So when God speaks, they can't hear. When they hear, they can't understand. When he says go, they can't go. Why? Because there is just the form, but the power is not there. Divine guidance, number one key is that you must be born again. You must know the voice of the shepherd. Number two, keys to divine guidance is faith. Faith, turn to your neighbor, say faith. Faith is required to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Divine direction is for those that walk by faith, not by sight or facts. Praise the Lord. You know, I love science. Honestly, I love science. Science is good. I love science. And science is very good. We thank God for all the wonderful things that science has been able to do for us. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that science is not perfect. Hello? It's not perfect. There are some times that the science will tell you do this and this. The thing will be like this. Then you do it. And it will not give you 100%. Praise the Lord. You see, every divine direction is driven by faith. That's why the Bible said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by what? By sight. You see, we do things that we do by faith, not we don't do it by what we see. Because sometimes what we see does not seem like what he wants us to see. Hello? So you need faith. Faith is a major key for divine direction. Maybe you're a young lady. God is telling you that is the brother. The brother has come to ask you, but the brother is not looking it at all. He's not looking it. When you look at him, everything about him is not looking it. But I tell you, if you believe that God is actually leading you and you act by faith, you won't miss it. If God is leading you to start a business this year, and every situation around you is not looking like the business can be successful, take a step of faith. God is leading you to serve him better. Because it is in the place of service that the Lord will bless you. Mama taught us that, I think yesterday. Yet, you don't have the faith to launch. You won't receive the next direction. How many of us know that until you take the first step, the second direction does not come? If you don't take the first step, you won't get to know the next. But you know, the thing is, we want to know the last without taking the first. It doesn't work. So you have to act by faith for you to be able to know this. And every day, God gives you direction for one thing or the other. And you need your faith to be able to move into those directions. I pray that the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Every divine direction is driven by faith. Number three, humbleness. Humbleness. Psalm 25 verse 9. The meek will I guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. Humility is required for you to unlock the access door to divine direction. Humility is required. If you are not humble, you can't be guided. How many of us know that it takes humility for you to follow instructions? It takes humility. If you are not humble enough, praise the Lord. But you know the funniest thing? I've just come to learn in life that even the proudest of the proud becomes humble when somebody is doing what they cannot do for them. For example, if you can't make your own hair by yourself and you are at the barber's shop and the barber is making your hair for you, the barber turn your head like this, you are a billionaire, you will turn your head. But if God says, do this, we say, God care. How many of us know that there are some people that they tell us what to do and we just do it? One of them are medical doctors. If you are sick, you go to the medical doctor and the medical doctor says, don't eat meat again. And you like meat. Say if you continue to eat meat, you have 60 days. You see, the person will stop eating meat. But if it is God that is telling you, fast. You say, how can God be telling me to fast so that I can have increase? But if the doctor tells you, you do it. Praise the Lord. It takes humility. It takes humility. We must be humble. He said, the meek will he teach his ways. One of the prayers I pray, Lord, is teach me your ways. How many of us know that there is nothing about the life of man that God does not have a way of solving? There's no problem or thing that you are facing. God has a way. There is something that God will give you that will solve it. Mama shared with us how she searched for the scripture. Well, she was having an ear melt in the shoulder. And she got the light. Said, the burden shall be lifted from thy shoulder. You know, when you read that scripture, you'll be thinking, God is talking about the yoke that they put on animal. But she got the light from another direction. Having that direction and that access granted her access to her healing. Brethren, but it takes humility. If she's not humble enough to accept that scripture, the healing will not come. Praise the Lord. Number four, keys to divine direction is the fear of God. The fear of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, the fear of God. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Of wisdom. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. I love the second part. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise what? Wisdom and instruction. Direction is instruction. Papa has once told us that you fly high in life by following instruction. Every aircraft is flown by instruction. The pilot works by instructions. The medical doctor that do surgery works by instructions. But if they say that I will not do it, the thing will not work. The fear of the Lord. There can't be divine direction without the fear of God. So you need to have that at the back of your mind. Number five, keys to divine direction is continuous communion with the Holy Spirit. Say continuous communion with the Holy Spirit and the Word. Jesus is the Word. W-O-R-D, not W-O-R-L-D. The Word. Jesus is the Word of God. Can we have John media? Can we have John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made that was made. See, when you have the Word of God and you have the Holy Spirit to guide you into the Word of God, you will excel in life. The Holy Spirit comforts, the Holy Spirit directs and guides. John chapter 14, verse 25 to 26. Also in the book of Psalm 1 John chapter 14, let's take that first. It says, this thing have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. 26 media. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you how many things? He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That is, he will guide you in all things. The Holy Spirit is the perfect teacher that guides, that teach. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, thy word is a lamp for my feet, a light unto my path. You see, continuous fellowship, communion with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God will help you to continually have light on your path. Without the Word of God, you will walk in darkness. Allow God's words to give you direction so that you will not stumble in life. When you get to every junction of life, don't take decisions without consulting it and searching it out from the Scripture and searching it out from the Spirit of God. Young man, you like the lady, that's good. She's attractive, attractive to you, that's good. But pray first. Ask God. Let him guide you. What career do you take? Let him guide you. Which state are you supposed to stay? Let him guide you. Which profession, which business? We are still in the early part of the year. And I believe many of us have New Year resolution, year plan, monthly plan, and so forth and so on. So many plans for the year. Have you tabled this plan before God? And ask God, God, this is my plan. Is this what you really want me to do? Let the Holy Spirit guide you. I shared with us the story of when I was given an opportunity to invest in a particular agribusiness. Everything was almost free. Honestly, everything was almost free. But I took it to God in prayer. God, do you want me to do this? And in the place of prayer, honestly, it's not that I heard from God, Michael, please don't do it. No. But I just have a restraint in my spirit. I just don't feel like doing it. Everything was almost free. But I just didn't feel like doing it. And to make it good, the person that was giving me the opportunity is also a servant of God. So, honestly, it was almost free. But I had a restraint in my spirit. So I said, no, I'm not doing. And I didn't do. Fast forward a few months later, something very catastrophic happened. That if I had invested in that business, I would have made a huge loss. That would have affected so much. Flood came, entered into the place almost at the point of harvest and took away everything. I don't know how I've been able to survive. And when that happened, and the person came to tell me, I couldn't rejoice because he has lost so much money. But at the same time, I was rejoicing because I was saved from losing. So you see, it's not everything that looks beautiful that is actually good. Hello? It comes from the place of communion with the Holy Spirit. That's why I pity people that don't pray, that don't read the Word of God, that don't have relationship with the Holy Spirit. Number six. Keys to divine direction. A correctable and open mind. Correctable and open mind. Correctable and open mind. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. It says, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directed his steps. You plan, you devise your way, but let your steps be guided by God. I don't know if you get that scripture. You have your plan. Please do. But let every step be guided by God. The Bible may declare that the word of God is for instruction, for reproof. Sometimes, some people don't like to be corrected. How many of us know that you must be correctable? Instruction sometimes comes in the cloth of correction. Instructions, they wear the cloth of correction. So when you look at the dress is correction. But in that correction, there is what? Instruction. And if you don't have an open mind, you will not be open to new ideas. You will not be open to new things. One of the prayers that my mom used to pray for me is that God will give me and my siblings the grace to have somebody that can correct us, and the grace to also accept that correction. Honestly, I didn't know the meaning of that prayer until after she passed. Olorun ma fun e ni ori ofe ibawi ati ori ofe itosi. It's a deep prayer. That is, you have somebody that can correct you. It's a grace. Not everybody has it. And you have somebody that can guide you. It's also a grace. But you see, correction sometimes in it are directions. So if your mind is close to correction, if you are the one that doesn't like correction, you can easily find yourself in the bush. Hello? I don't know if you have been traveling before and you are going in a particular direction and you stop and you ask someone, "Hello, ma, we are going to place." Mama mentioned the name of a city yesterday, Nkalagu, if I'm correct. I'm going to Nkalagu. And we said, no, you're actually on your way to Nnewi. This one you are following is to Nnewi. Turn back. The person is actually correcting you. Hello? So, what do you do? But if you say, "I'm not turning," you look at the person. The person does not look like the person that knows the road. Say, "I'm not going to turn. I'm just going to continue." You will end up at Nnewi. Meanwhile, you are going to Nkalagu. Then when you get there, they will now tell you, "Go back." Then you will go back. "In my place." Or, "I should not go there." "In my place." They say you should do toe. You say you cannot do toe. They say you should do just one toe. Then you say, "No, I cannot do toe. You have done more than enough. Sometimes direction comes in the cloth of correction. And this is the part I want to address the younger ones. A lot of time when you are corrected, you think that the person that is correcting you, he doesn't know what he's saying. He does not understand us. Yes, it's true. He may not understand you, but he understands life more than you do. And he's telling you, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is what? Destruction. You better follow and make necessary correction so that you don't end up in destruction. You see, we must be open. One of the things that affect believers is that believers, we live our life in a closed circle. Many of us are not open to new ideas, new innovations. And that's why you don't see new opportunities. So you must be open. This is how, this one is to the older ones. Older people suffer more from this. This is how we do it in our place. This is how we do it. That may be how you are doing it, but things have changed now. Hello? So you have to change also to be able to do what? To assess increase. How many of us know that the man that plants with cutlass and hoe, he will definitely plant, and the man that is planting with tractor will also plant, but can their harvest be the same? No way. So we must be open to new ideas. You must be correctable. Correction is important. Number 7, keys to divine direction. You can access divine directions by prayers. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. That's why one of the seasons I love most is these 12 days of empowerment that we normally have twice in a year. The first one in January, the second one in July. You know why? You are able to pray and sort out things. Now, the July one gives you the opportunity to make amends and readjust and pray again. Brethren, you want to do anything in life, spend time in the place of prayer. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 say, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your what? Will direct thy path. If you want him to direct your path, go to him in prayer. He shall surely direct your path. Pray for you this evening that the Lord will direct your path in Jesus' name. One of the things I've learned from God's servant, when you take anything to God's servant, he will tell you, let's pray about it. He will never tell you it's not possible. I've never seen Papa say something is not possible before. I don't know if you have, but for me, I've never. He will not tell you it's not possible. Just say, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. And honestly, as you start praying about it, you get the answer. Light comes. Direction comes. Inspiration comes. How many of us know that in the place of prayer, you receive divine ideas? In the place of prayer. I have received several divine instructions in the place of prayers. Honestly, I've been in situations where front of auditors, regulatory agencies, and they were asking hard questions. And you start wondering, where did they get this one from? And you just say a simple prayer, Holy Spirit, please give me wisdom. And you just see as if you have the answer in front of you, and you are just talking, and people are looking at you, and you are wondering, even you yourself that is talking, you are wondering, where did I know this? It comes from the place of prayer. Brethren, don't take steps without watering the ground with prayer. Every step you want to take, water it in the place of prayer. Before you take that step, water it. You want to go on a journey, water it in the place of prayer. Should I go? Should I not go? You want to take a decision. Should I do this? Should I not do it? Somebody is offering you business partnership. It's not every business partner that you accept. Should I accept this? Should I not accept it? Pray. And as you are praying, Papa has also taught us this over and over. Have a notebook by your side. Because as you are praying, he will be speaking to you. He will be telling you what to do. So note it down. Note it down. And after you finish the prayer, go over those notes again. Then you will see more light. I pray for you tonight. May you see light in Jesus' name. Just as I round up tonight, I'll just run through, for the sake of time, enemies of divine direction. What are the enemies of divine? Number one is sin and unrighteousness. It says, God, yeah, it's not heavy. His ear is not blocked. His hand is not short. But your sin has put a gap between you and God. So sin separates man from God. There is no way you can. One of the things that make you not to hear from God is because you are walking in unrighteousness. You are walking in unrighteousness. Sin will separate you from God. And you know the funny thing about sin is that once you do it once and you don't repent quickly, you do it again.
You do it again.
You get to a point, the conscience, the voice of the spirit within you will just keep quiet. You just discover that the voice of the spirit within you will keep quiet. At that point, you are in danger. You need to retrace your step. You won't hear God again. He will just be silent. For years, God did not speak to the children of Israel because of their sin. He will just be silent. God will not speak. Number two, pride. God does not tolerate pride, and he doesn't speak to the proud. So if you are a proud person, you know why? Because a proud person does not see the need for God. A proud person does not see the need for God. So for you to hear from God, you must take away pride. Number three is indecision and procrastination. Indecision and procrastination. Thank God for delivering me from this. Indecision and procrastination. God has shown you the way. He has given you the direction. Say, I will do it tomorrow. You are not decisive. I won't take decision on it. Before you know it, somebody else has come for the sister, and the sister is gone. The next thing you hear is, she's getting married. Then you say, if I had known, I should have acted. There was a particular year, a few years ago, our beloved pastor here, Pastor Ebenezer, were going out there. And he said something to me. He just said it by the vehicle. And as he said it, I looked at him. And I took a decision on it. That year, I didn't take decision. But the following year, I took a decision on it. I remember that he said it, so I took a decision. And honestly, the harvest was bumper. See, sometimes God will just speak. Papa will just say some things, and you will think that he's just saying. It's the Spirit of God passing message to you. Take action. Be decisive. Don't procrastinate. Number four, enemies of divine direction is ingratitude and lack of appreciation. Somebody has guided you, has taught you what to do. Then you are very ungrateful. God has just guided, he has just shown you a light that has brought so much blessings into your life. And you are just ungrateful. As a student, you think it's all that you read that you make you pass? No. He has guided you where to read, and you have read and you have passed. Go back to him and thank him so that he can show you more. You have invested in business. He has guided you the right business. And you invested into it. And you made good profit. Pay your tithe. Give your offering. Show your gratitude. You know, believers, we show gratitude, especially when it comes to money. When God blesses us, we show gratitude with praise and dance. But we don't show gratitude to give back to him that has given us. You don't know that your offering and your tithe is also a form of gratitude to God, especially your offering. Show gratitude. Thank him and let him know that you are grateful, and he will show you more. And last but not the least is lack of courage. Lack of courage. God told Joshua, be courageous. A lot of time, it takes courage for you to launch out. It takes courage. Especially in an economy like ours, God is directing you to take a step. It takes courage. It takes courage. It takes courage. Something that I've been trusting God to do for many years, I couldn't do it. Not because I didn't have the means, but because I was afraid that we fail. So myself and my wife, we started praying about it. And after praying about it, I was still not courageous enough to do it. Then my wife pushed me. May God give you people that can help you and push you to your place of success. Even when she still pushed me, I was still lingering. Then she gave the seed. Said, look, I'm giving you the seed. If you are afraid that you will lose your money, I'll give you my own. Take, go and do it. Then I launched into it. It was like I've been doing it for years. Honestly, the result was very positive. So sometimes I ask myself, why didn't I do it all these years? I should have been doing this thing since. Lack of courage. I've been talking about it for like 3 years. But I didn't do it. Take a bold step. Take a bold step this year. Start that business. God has been directing you to do it. Do it. And He will provide the resources in Jesus' name. Last but not the least, no man can enjoy access to divine direction without him or her connecting with God. All eyes bowed, all eyes closed. You are here tonight. You want to give your life to Jesus? Just raise your hands up. Raise that hand up. Wave it to Jesus. Not to me, but to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And as you do this, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. You want to give your life to Jesus? Can you wave your hand? Wave your hand online, on ground. God bless you. God bless you. If you are taking that decision tonight, place those hands on your chest and say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. Thank you for the word, and thank you for your salvation. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Help me to remain in you till the end. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.